Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Daily Mile is a program for primary school children that gets them to spend 15 minutes jogging or running at their own pace during the school day. The program's name comes from the fact that for most children, 15 minutes of running will see them covering about 1 mile. The initiative, which is over and above timetabled breaks and PE classes, has been adopted by 10,500 schools and nurseries worldwide. But until recently, there have been no large-scale studies looking at the impact of the programme. Researchers from the University of Birmingham, with the help of 40 Birmingham schools, set out to fill this gap. My name's Megan McGregor, and I spoke to Emma Frew from the University of Birmingham about what they found.
We set up this study whereby we were able to randomise schools into these two sets of groups, and we'd be able to follow them for a decent length of time. We would be able to see for definite whether or not it was having this positive impact on children's weight outcomes, but not just weight outcomes. We also looked at their quality of life improvements, their general well-being. We monitored their educational attainment over time as well.
And did you find that the Daily Mile had a very positive effect or a sort of mildly positive effect?
In the group that did the Daily Mile every day for a year, compared to the group that didn't do the Daily Mile, we found a small positive effect in terms of the excess weight that children put on over time. So all that means is that the Daily Mile is working in a positive way and that it seems to be preventing children from putting on excess weight over time. I would describe it as a mildly positive effect at the individual level, and that's a really important distinction to make with a study of this type. With something like weight, we know what causes weight is really complex in a child, so it's a number of different determinants, and physical activity is only one of them. What we are seeing at the end of the study is that by observing this small positive effect at the individual level, what that tells us is that schools have this really important contribution to make as part of a wider population strategy to tackle obesity. As obesity researchers, we know very well that there is no one silver bullet approach to tackle childhood obesity. It has to be coordinated action across a number of different sectors.
Beyond the BMI aspect, we are told very frequently that exercise is good for other things, for our concentration, for our well-being. Did you get a chance to observe any of these changes during your study?
Well, we took quite a bit of time to think about how we would measure those other outcomes, appreciating those wider benefits of physical activity. So we did attempt to measure health-related quality of life. We also looked at wider emotional health and well-being. And what we showed in our study is that there was an improvement in health-related quality of life, particularly in girls, which was, you know, nicely in line with what we were seeing around their BMI improvements as well, a bigger impact in girls.
Were you surprised to see that this was a more effective intervention for girls?
We were a little bit surprised because normally what you tend to see in the literature is that physical activity interventions tend to have a better outcome in boys versus girls. But certainly within this study, what it showed is that, and I think it's because it's part of the routine everyday activity within the school, and the fact that the Daily Mile seems to target just it's about your overall health and about being strong, and it's not about losing weight, and therefore it's less stigmatizing for children and for girls in particular. And what we know is that as girls get older, particularly as they approach their adolescent years, their physical activity levels tend to drop off. But what this Daily Mile seems to be doing, it seems to be maintaining those physical activity levels towards those years where we commonly tend to see girls' levels drop off. So it seems to be the case that in girls, they have more potential to be impacted by the Daily Mile compared to boys.
So it was your impression that it's quite crucial that the Daily Mile is set up as a health-focused exercise rather than anything else?
I think it absolutely shouldn't be framed as a weight reduction exercise. I think the key thing is that it's a good fun activity. It is about being healthy, but it's also about getting the children outside in the fresh air, allowing them to like burn off some steam, and then hopefully when they go back in the classroom they'll be more settled where they can concentrate in class.
Sounds like maybe we could all benefit from a daily mile. That was Emma Frew from the University of Birmingham, whose study is available in the International Journal of Obesity.